Hey guys, it's Monday, which means we're in the podcast room today, and we're talking about life in the glass house, where pastors' families kind of grow up with everybody looking in. And so we want to get a perspective of those people that are in the glass house speaking to those outside the glass house. And over the next couple of weeks, we've got Noah Johnson on the podcast with us. Noah, welcome to the podcast here, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You betcha. Your parents are friends of mine, met them in college, and, you know, I didn't know your dad that well. I kind of came into the CBC group later when, you know, friendships and everything had already been formed, but I hear your dad was a crazy man. He was a wild man, and the stories that I've heard are pretty funny. Did any of that come over to you? Are you a wild and crazy
man in
college? Totally.
Definitely not.
Gotcha. Them watching the podcast, TJ and Jeannie are going to be so comforted by that. Exactly. You spend most of your time in the library, probably.
Of course.
Well, Noah is the son of TJ and Jenny Johnson, good friends of the BMA and working overseas. And so we're excited to have you're going to bring an interesting perspective over the next couple of weeks of being a missionary kid and a pastor's kid. Mm. And so, Noah, why don't you just kind of start us off by talking about your experience growing up in the home that you did?
Yeah. And so when I was like 2 years old, my family decided to move overseas, was there 16 years, and then finally moved back. And it was, I enjoyed it. It was really cool because grew up in a different nation, you know, with different people. Mm-hmm. And so the way that other people did things were different. Like the language they spoke was different. How they acted was different. But I didn't know, so like it became normal to me.
Yeah.
So it was just really cool to live in a culture where, you know, like not around the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Or like where Christianity isn't even really that known. Like
yeah.
people don't even know what a chapter is in the Bible or
yeah.
things like that.
Wow, yeah.
So it was cool. It was different.
So I mean, you grew up there.
Mm-hmm.
You grew up there. That's probably where your earliest memories were formed.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like when you came back to the United States?
Dude, it was weird because like for me, I didn't have a car. So, like, coming, especially to Arkansas, like, you have to have a car to be able to get around.
Yeah.
And so, that was, like, a bit of culture shock. And there's a lot of, like...
Because where you were...
Oh, yeah. It's a big city in Beijing.
Big city.
Yeah.
And so, you're on the subway. Is it subway system?
Subway, bus, you name
just,
it.
Just a bunch of...
Public transport.
Public transportation everywhere. Yeah.
So, like, coming to rural Arkansas was slightly different.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, another, like, big thing that was different was, like, I knew a bunch of the words people were saying, but I didn't know the meaning behind it.
Oh, can you give us an example of something like that?
It'd take me a minute.
Yeah. So, like, from 2 years old, you grew up there, so you grew up speaking the language, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. So, it was weird because I grew up with both at the same time.
I was about to ask,
like,
how much English was talked in your, was it talked in your home?
Yeah, so, okay. like, mostly just English inside the household, but then, like, outside, if I wanted to make friends, I had to learn the language.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I mean, like, I'm 2 or 3. I don't know. I'm not making that decision. It just happened.
Yeah.
So
that's
really
that's
cool.
crazy. That's mm-hmm. crazy. You're not deciding to learn another language. Okay, so this brings us into something that I don't think a lot of people maybe have heard this term before that I want you to kind of explain to us, and that mm-hmm. is the term third culture kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, just the typical person growing up in the Bible Belt, in a church, they don't know what that is. So whenever I say third culture kid, what am I talking about?
Yeah, so basically, a third culture kid is someone who their family has moved to a different country, and they were raised up in that country. So it's a country that's culture's different than yours, and different than the one that your parents grew up in.
Yeah,
so that's my basic definition.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And so, man, you're just a hodgepodge of all different types mm-hmm. of things.
Yeah.
So. Coming back to the United States, let's compare church life that you've experienced in the United States with kind of how you grew up.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It's weird because, like, I would say there's a few big differences. One of the main ones being, like, if someone claimed to be a Christian where I grew up, they were, like, legit. Like,
yeah,
you just don't say or claim to have faith in him if you didn't. Like, it wasn't a thing. Whereas over here, that's more so the case,
yeah.
I would say.
So the difference might be where we have cultural Christianity, where you grew up, there's no cultural Christianity. It's
the culture's not to be a Christian. Yeah, so like why?
Yeah. It's
why
very secular. Yeah. Very, very interesting. So, like, how did that affect you emotionally, your psyche, all that stuff when you're coming over here and like everybody's a Christian?
Yeah. So, it was weird because like the moment I got here, I thought growing up over there I'd be more, oh, this is great. But like it's when I came back and saw the culture of Christians, I was like, dude, I actually want to take this serious. And like,
oh yeah,
I don't know. I thought it'd be the other way around.
But. Right, right. So, you know, on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, we had Jessica James, who is Rob Hager's daughter. Mm-hmm. And she talked about one of the ways that we can pray for PKs, preacher's kids, is that they would have a faith of their own. Like, mm-hmm. it would be theirs.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what happened whenever you got over here and you're like, oh, I'm gonna really sink into this thing?
Yeah. For sure. It's weird because, like, being a pastor's kid, there's, like, certain expectations mm-hmm. that are, like, put upon you and whatnot. And so I didn't feel it, but, like, there's definitely other people out there who do.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important that people do have, like, faith of their own and it's not just their families because in due time you'll see if it's yours or not.
That's very true. Yeah. That's very true. Well, Noah, I look forward to continuing this conversation and getting more into – because the church that you grew up in – is pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a whole lot more like heaven than any of us watching or you know, growing up in the Bible Belt would be able to experience. And so I want us to talk a little bit about that as well. And just I also want you to talk about how people can pray for missionary kids, for pastors' kids, different things like that. And so I look forward to the next couple of weeks just getting to kind of hash this out with you. All right, man?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Until next Monday on the podcast.